Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
It hadn't been forgotten, I do.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I mean that sincerely. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. Right? You've heard me say it a million times. You know, I really do believe that we can, I know, maybe I'm crazy. I really do believe that we can make a difference. You know, I was talking to a buddy of mine the other day, and we were talking about the whole gun thing and where the community's at, where the country is at. And you have to start, and he had a valid point. He's like, some of these people on the far right that really believe that we're going to have these guns and we're going to take on the government and we're going to do this, we're going to do that, that's just crazy talk. And to a degree, I understand what he's saying. He's right. It is crazy talk. And some of you are kind of saying the same thing, and I said two things. First of all, if you're a God believer, then this is not far-fetched. Just look at what our founding fathers were able to do. Look at they took on the most powerful military on the planet. Right? But almost undefeatable. They took on the strongest military on the planet, and they won. They beat them back. They beat them down. They took two of the most powerful Navy vessels, right, away from the British with our gunboat. If you go and look at America's first gunboat, in essence, it's nothing more than I won't say a canoe, but a rowboat. You know, you saw the long rowboat that George Washington is depicted on. It's nothing more than a rowboat with a cannon at each end. And yet they were able to defeat the British Navy. They were able to take several of their ships away from them. Think about that. Come on. They gave God the glory all the way through. I know many go, God had nothing to do with this. No, yes, he did. Whether you believe in oxygen or not, it's there. Believe me, you're still standing, aren't you? It's the same thing here. Whether you believe in God or not, he's still there. Yes, I said he is still there. So all hope is not lost. Giving in is not the answer. Remember, they pledged their lives, their honor, their sacred honor, if you would, their fortune, their family, their businesses. That seemed to be okay. I mean, it really, it's not that hard. Not that hard to understand, that's for sure. And yet, we're not fighting things like this. The Washington Post salutes pedophilia. They do. I mean, a lot of the left, not all, but a lot of the left, They embrace this pedophilia. They want to give it a different name. Right? They want to... What is it? Something attracted to youngsters or whatever. They want to make it like a sexual orientation. Don't let them. You know, many of you, it's like the old joke, how do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. They don't take you down by being right in your face on everything. It's not how they work. The Washington Post, they're now an advocate for pedophiles, pedophilia, and groomers, for that matter. The other day, the newspaper posted a glowing review of Downstate, a play about pedophiles. Right? The reviewer, Peter Marks, called the off-Broadway show a brilliant production. It's almost impossible to broad-brush the perspective at the heart of this impeccably acted drama without sounding as if one is advocating some extraordinary level of consideration for individuals who have committed unspeakable crimes, and yet, Norris proposes a variation on this proposition. Society needs to be fair about it. They need to hold out to those who have served their time for sexual abuse, assault, and or rape. You know, it's so amazing. Trump, Republican, whatever. When they're accused of, not committed of, not convicted of, but when they're accused of, right, assault on a woman, sexually abusing a woman now. All of a sudden, they should be drawn and quartered. They should be immediately arrested and thrown in jail. That the woman should be believed no matter what. This is all the way they want it to work. And the key should be thrown away. Should spend life, you know, what's his name? Our justice, our Supreme Court justice, Kavanaugh. Right? He was supposed to be convicted and put in jail for the rest of his life. It's just amazing. Marx responded to one commentator who reached out to him, asking why he was promoting the play that normalizes pedophilia. The person that reached out to him was immediately blocked on Twitter. This is what the left does. They don't want to engage in conversation because they know that you will bury them with truth. They know you will bury them with logic. Right? This is a global effort to normalize this. Come see your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Brad Dacus right after the break. Seriously, you're not stuck with just me.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network. Brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60PLUS, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60PLUS for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was going to
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back.
I'm back, and I'm with the rest of you. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Like I always say, I bring on the experts because I really don't have a clue. One of the things that happened today, Senate passed the same-sex marriage bill with what they consider to be bipartisan support. But if you look at the 12 or so senators that passed this or that voted for the Southern Republican Party, I'm not so sure you could call it bipartisan. You know what I'm saying? You know, you look at Susan Collins, Joni Ernst, Lisa Murkowski, and so on. Not really what I would call bipartisan. But my question here, or my concern here, is could you conceivably force a religious organization to render services to one of these groups? And since I don't have the answer, and I don't have a clue,
Let's bring in the guy who does. Brad Dinkins joins me as he does pretty much every week. I always appreciate the time that he spends with me. He is the true legal eagle here on this show. He is also the founder of Pacific Justice Institute, PJI.org, which I tell you guys about on a regular basis. And, you know, always a pleasure to have you with me, Brad.
Oh, great to be on the program. I appreciate it.
This is this flies in the face of the First Amendment, does it not, in religious liberties?
Yeah, it does, and the potential application of it is very concerning. Our attorneys have examined this, and, of course, we looked at the amendments, and we're hoping that some of the real strong amendments would be passed. Apparently they were not, that which was passed is nominal. The bill clearly tramples on religious freedom in our country. First off, the government would use this new definition of marriage as a tool to coerce all Americans to accepting its definition or face punishment by the government. Now, this could include churches, schools, private associations being stripped of their tax-exempt status or being dragged into court simply because they desire to operate according to their sincere beliefs about marriage. So this is not, just something that's just symbolic. There was no need for it. If their goal was to protect, same-sex marriages in all 50 states, well, that was already done with their Obergefell decision by the Supreme Court. So there was no need for this if that was what their purpose was, but that's not their purpose. Their purpose is to force everyone to bow the knee to this radical agenda and to punish those who do not at the expense of religious freedoms and human dignity.
Yeah, again, amazing to me. We have come so far from what our founding fathers wanted us to have when it came to religious freedom. You know, we're still having this argument. We're still hearing this fight that our founding fathers were trying to get away from religion, not run to religion or have more religion, if you would. And you and I don't call it religion as much as we do a relationship, if you would.
Right.
But again, it's this miseducation in the schools. I think it's more. I think it's deliberate more than anything else. But people not understanding, it is not what our founding fathers don't want it at all, is it?
No, our founding fathers would just be outraged if they saw the attempts to allow new social agendas to trounce on and threaten our fundamental rights preserved by the Constitution of the United States. And that's why we at Pacific Justice Institute take this so seriously. And in fact, if this is actually passes, both the House and the Senate, and this final version is signed into law by President Biden, we stand ready at Pacific Justice Institute to challenge its application against religious freedom. And this could be, how it treats an adoption agency, a private religious adoption agency or a foster care agency. It could deal with private schools. We concluded it also could deal with, preschools sponsored by churches, and associations like the National Religious Broadcasters Association. Just one example of organizations that could be impacted potentially. So, it's very problematic, but at the same time, we stand ready to go head-to-head with the Constitution as our banner if we need to to defend people who are being attacked and trounced by this potential new law.
You know, as the days go on and I do more and more of these stories, I'm at a mental loss as to how these people in the Supreme Court over the years, when you go, and you've been there, when you go to the Supreme Court, is there ever, I know you're short on time when you get there. What do you get, 20 minutes to argue a case or something along those lines?
that's what they say. But actually, it's usually after the first 2 minutes, 3 minutes, maybe five, if you're lucky, the Supreme Court justices will interrupt you and start asking you questions. And it's usually from the opposition wing of the court. So if you're conservative, then the liberals will interrupt you. If you're a liberal, then the conservative justices will start interrupting you and asking you questions. So it's a pretty rapid fire. Someone's not prepared, they can be taken off guard, needless to say.
You know, I sit here and think to myself, if you could have that moment to you know, quote the Founding Fathers, to quote from a letter that one Founding Father wrote to another, that flies in the face of what you're sitting there talking about, does that ever sway them? Does it ever work with them? Because I know, when you look at the Second Amendment, for instance, I don't even know if you know this, but I've been studying that there were six or seven different versions of the Second Amendment before they came on to the one that they have now, the one that we have.
Yes.
And it was, the first version was untethered. You could carry a gun no matter where you were, what you were doing, or what have you, or whatever age you were. But can you make the case Founding Father A said this to Founding Father B, so this must have been their mindset?
Yeah, it goes back into original intent. Strict construction is one method of interpreting the Constitution. That is, you just look at what does it say, you know, what do the words say, and let's just look at that and interpret it as close as we can based on what the words actually say. Original intent takes it one step further and says, okay, we understand this is what it actually says. What's the context? And then that's when you can look at papers and documents and letters and things like that to have a much better understanding of it. Unfortunately, what the activist judges do, they say, we don't care about strict construction. We don't care about original intent. We want to make the Constitution say whatever we want to get our agenda passed. And that's what we have with Sotomayor and Jackson, unfortunately.
All right, Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. We'll be right back.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813813.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
On Tuesday, NATO reaffirmed its commitment to one day include Ukraine. The country applied for accelerated accession to the 30-member alliance on September 30th. But won't be able to join anytime soon. With the Crimean Peninsula annexed and Russian troops holding parts of the south and east, it's not clear what Ukraine's borders would even look like. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met with NATO foreign ministers in Romania to drum up support for the country as Russia bombards energy infrastructure going into the frigid winter. Internet users in China are scrambling to get around the government's censorship of protests, which have been spreading across the country over pandemic policies that have seen people locked up in their homes for weeks or even months at a time. This is USA Radio News.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God! They're like flying television!
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joey. 855 732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. It's not that hard to do. You just got to get informed, you got to get engaged, and then you can figure it out from there. Seriously. You'll know when to engage, you'll know when to say what you need to say. The doors will be open properly for you. Let me bring him back on. Brad Dinkins joins me, as he does every week. Always appreciate his time with me. And Brad is the founder of Pacific Justice Institute. Brad, before we get to yakking away here, why don't you go ahead and tell people what Pacific Justice Institute is and how they can help?
Oh, you bet. Pacific Justice Institute is a nonprofit legal organization, and we defend religious freedom, parents' rights against the government, the sanctity of human life. We do it all without charge. And the good news, I've got some great news to announce. We just announced our $350,000 matching gift campaign. And so whatever people give to PJI between now and I think January 15th will be matched dollar for dollar all the way up to a total sum of $350,000. If people want to participate in that, we greatly appreciate it. They can just go to our website, pji.org. If people sort of wonder, sort of wait for the, quote, right time for the best, biggest impact, this is it. They just go to pji.org, and they can any contribution from this point forward up until mid-January will be matched dollar for dollar up to a total of $350,000. And we have 27 offices now in 20 states, and actually we're looking to open another office in Maryland. That would be our 21st state, just because we have so many requests for assistance coming out of Maryland. We're in a real need to find an attorney to work with us as a part of our staff and to help us with, deal with these cases and case matters.
No, that's great. I'm just amazed at how, I don't want to say how far you've come, but how many more cases you have that have to do with, you know, defending religious liberties and parents' rights and education and all the things that you would sit there and think, wait a minute. We shouldn't have to defend any of these. It should be a no-brainer, right?
Right, right. And yet we have over 115 cases right now in active litigation. We're handling more cases in litigation than any other legal organization of our kind, bar none, all throughout the United States. We are the ones handling most of the cases. We have most of the offices, and we're having the biggest impact. So people want to really have an impact and have a big bang for their buck, I once again encourage them to go to our website, pji.org. www.jcnnews.org, and we have great resources that we have available there as well without charge that people will definitely want to have to empower them and to enable them to live their rights and know what their rights are.
So you heard about the dust-up with Amy Coney Barrett, and there are groups calling for her to recuse herself because of an organization that she belonged or may still belong to, I don't know, and because it's a Christian organization, and she's having to take a stand or listen to a case that has to do with, you know, transgender rights. This is ridiculous. This is not even... Either we trust our judges or we don't. And how many times have we called for a liberal judge to recuse themselves, and they said, you know, basically, no, I don't have to. It only seems to happen when they're conservative judges, doesn't it?
Yeah, you're right. I looked at this, you know, honestly, Joe, I thought, well, let's see if there's some merit to this. So I looked at, you know, the lawsuit, and then I was trying to find, okay, why should she recuse herself? You know, was she a part in some way? Did she have a financial interest in one of the parties of a lawsuit? Was she somehow related to one of the people in the lawsuit? Or, you know, what's is there any kind of real connection here? And you know what the attitude was? Well, she needs to recuse herself because she's a Christian, and this case involves a Christian. And we know she was a Christian because she was a part of a Christian organization, a Christian group, which, by the way, had an organization group that has nothing to do with this lawsuit. They're hundreds of miles away from where this lawsuit is even, you know, at issue, this issue. I mean, so just because she's a Christian and the case involves a Christian, she should have to basically recuse herself because of her strong Christian beliefs and convictions. I'm sort of surprised that anyone would have the audacity to even make such an assertion. Our founding fathers would just laugh at that. And yet it's actually being entertained. And it's just a given. I mean, the scholars out there, constitutional scholars, are all pretty much unanimous on the opinion that it's foolhardy and it's groundless, and that she should definitely not recuse herself because of her Christian beliefs.
No, it would set a bad precedent all the way around.
Yeah, it's like purging people of faith. They could apply this to lower court judges dealing with any issue involving religious freedom regarding a religious group. They'd say, oh, well, you're a Christian, so you're biased, so you have to step down. Bring the atheist in and let them rule on whether or not religious freedom is important. That's what we'd be facing, and that would be, of course, a total travesty and a mockery.
Right? They want a total godless legislature. They want a total godless government. And, you know, it just shows you how their ignorance shines, does it not?
Yeah, and we say godless, I say almost anti-God. because when we look at the laws and things that are passed, it's almost an in-your-face, you know, to God kind of an output of thinking, so it's very concerning, and we at Pacific Justice too. We're just glad by God's grace and providence, I believe, that we have right now so many offices all across the country, coast to coast. We have the attorneys, we have it set up, and we're willing to go to bat all the way down to the local level. We have a huge ground game. And we're intending to take advantage of it fully and completely from local government, state government, federal, as we deal with these issues as they're coming to play. The good news is she's not going to recuse herself. I'm very confident of that, and this won't go anywhere. But the fact that they're raising the issue now may be just the beginning of when maybe 5-10 years from now this argument might be considered. So this is the first step. They often bring in an argument, and they'll start bringing it in until it starts to get traction, and then they get control, and then they can utilize it to oppress our freedoms and liberties in the Constitution.
I'm just unreal. I mean, unreal that we've allowed it. We have done this, and I know people get upset with me when they say, well, you should be placing blame. I go, yeah, actually, I can place blame. You know, because we Franklin told us we had a republic, but we could keep it. You don't keep something by not working for it, you know, and that's basically what we've done. We've sat back on our little fat duffs and decided that everything was just happy, happy. I mean, right now, the attack on free speech and religious freedom It's actually more under attack and scrutiny than the Second Amendment. And I don't think people are paying attention.
Yeah, you're right. And we have a great Supreme Court on the Second Amendment issues. When they ruled against New York saying you can't just tell people they can only have a gun inside their home. The right to bear arms goes beyond just your home. It sent shockwaves across the country in the same way they've ruled on some religious freedom cases this last term that were sent shockwaves across the country and in a positive way. So we've got some crazy things out there, some things going on in the Senate and state legislatures like California that are just way out. But at the same time, we do have a great Constitution. We have a great Supreme Court overall, and I think the battle is. I don't mind these being on the team that respects the Constitution.
No, I don't either. I am always amazed. I mean, I know I shouldn't be, and you can call me any name you want to, but I am always amazed that we're actually fighting to protect our freedom of speech. We're fighting to protect our Second Amendment. I mean, these are written in stone for all intents and purposes.
Yeah, very clear. Very decisive, very clear. Yeah. Yep. You won't find anywhere in the Constitution it mentioning the LGBTQ or any derivative of that. But you will find religious freedom, the free exercise of religion. It's in the First Amendment for a reason. It's explicit. It's been from day one, and it's very clear what its purpose is. And
what the LGBTQ group, QA plus 21 group says is that because of they were old, rich, white Christians, or not even Christians, old, rich, white religious guys, which is why nothing about gay and lesbian rights were put in there. Everything comes back to the LGBTQ issue as far as they're concerned. Hey, we got to go for commercial break. Be back in a minute. Don't go far. A lot more Brad Dacus after the break.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
We see your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-73. Oh, okay. We are back now. If you hit the right buttons, you can come back. Otherwise, you don't. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. It's the only way we fix things, people. It's the only way you make things happen. You get the information you need, and then you step out on that information. Brad Dacus joins us. Founder of Pacific Justice Institute, PJI.org. Head over to PJI.org. Look, they do a lot of great work. You need to pay attention. You need to pay attention to what's going on, and you need to help make the fight. Look, you don't win when you give up. All right? Period. You don't win when you... My favorite post... I used to have one in my office. I got to get another one in here. Some of you may have already seen this. You see a pelican. Pelican. And the pelican has a frog, the head of the frog in his mouth. And the frog has his hand around the pelican's throat. All right? And at the bottom of the poster it says, never give up. And so no matter how bad you think it's going, no matter how dark it gets, you go, never give up. There's always a way through these things. And sometimes you're in a panic mode. You can't stop and think and just simply never give up. It's really that simple. Anyway, Brad Dacus joins me, as I said, founder of Pacific Justice Institute. Brad, always a pleasure when you're with me.
Oh, it's great to be on the program.
Yeah. All right, so we were talking about free speech.
And Joe, I just want to say that the fact that my wife and I have decided to permanently move to Costa Rica next month. In no way should you think we're giving up. No.
No, it's just the better weather, right? And constant electricity and constant internet. Yeah, nothing to do with anything else, though.
Yeah, no, we're not moving to Costa Rica. People shouldn't worry. We're going to stay here and fight.
I joked about that one night, right? And I've had it, I've done, in the whole nine yards. And one of the stage shows actually called the next day and said, wait a minute, you're not going to do the show anymore? I said, no, it was a joke.
Yeah.
You just tuned in at the wrong time.
Yeah.
So, in defending free speech and religious freedom, you know, as I was saying before, it's more under attack now than I think it's been in my lifetime. I might be wrong. Wouldn't be the first time. And you have an interesting free speech issue going on right now in Pennsylvania.
Oh, we certainly do. So the Pennsylvania State Bar has decided to adopt a regulation, and this regulation is pretty outrageous when it comes to free speech. The updated regulation defines professional misconduct of lawyers in terms of a large list of protected groups that cannot be prejudiced or harassed. So a provision like this, you know, is very likely to stifle religious discourse, discussions, even limit the legal representation for religious freedom issues by attorneys like Pacific Justice Institute, who want to defend people of faith where their faith may not agree with the intolerant, radical, left, different social agendas and values or lack thereof. So we've stepped in. This is presently going before the Third Circuit Court of Appeals, and we filed an amicus brief on this issue affecting a lawyer's free speech rights.
Okay, listen, stop speaking Greek, because some people may not know what an amicus brief is.
it's a friend of the court brief that when we see if we see an issue that, you know, is an important case, it may not be a case that we are directly representing a client, but we see the value in us stepping in and saying, hey, judges, here's another argument we want you to take a look at. It's an amicus brief, friend of the court brief, saying, please take a look at this before you come down with your decision. And, you know, we saw this, and they're actually more effective at the circuit court levels than they are at the Supreme Court level, because Supreme Court level, you get a lot of different people just sending out friend of the court briefs all the time and saying, see, I sent a brief to the Supreme Court. But they're actually listened to much more, and they stand out more when they're done at the circuit court level. We understand that at PJI. So we're weighing in on this, and specifically we're focusing on the extent to which it's a serious threat to religious freedom and the ability for attorneys to not only express their own opinion and beliefs of faith that may be contrary to the radical left's philosophy of the day, but also the ability for attorneys like us to represent people of faith involved in a case that involves their free speech and expression of their faith or conviction.
This would require them to actually ask you on an application of some kind or what have you, what you believe, correct?
Potentially, or even more sinister. And we've seen these kinds of actions done before in different contexts, but where they go into on the internet and they start searching past things that you may have said in the past years and years ago. Maybe it was a message you gave at Sunday school and it was put on the YouTube because it was so touching, but now it's some group thinks that you're hostile to their lifestyle or what they're doing and their moral choices. So it's very sinister because it's not even just about what they say now. It's how you can be pigeonholed for what you've said in the past, expressing your faith. We had a professor. We got actually two cases involving professors of universities that were fired or demoted because of something that they said on the internet. One was a Bible study that one professor led. They declared that he is not fit to head his department at this university because he was too religious in his Bible study that he had on the internet years ago. It's so intolerant, and the other side doesn't even see their bigotry. But that's what it is. It's just it's like they're treating faith and expressions of faith like it's some kind of virus that's going to somehow attack people in their sleep. I don't know if it's a mental illness or not, but you know what they're, you know, maybe someone should do an examination and find out, you know, how to treat something like that. But in the meantime, we have to fight in the courts and to keep our freedoms intact.
Well, you guys really have to be, especially in a state like California, you've got to be ready. I mean, extremely ready to jump all over some of these things that pop up that you have to hit pretty quick.
Oh, absolutely. And the state of California is you know, people need to understand that this is the bellwether for the rest of the country and as far as the future is concerned. We take it very, very seriously. They continue to move in the wrong direction. You know, even after an election, they just continue to adopt policies that are against religious freedom, against convictions, against individual dignity to express yourself. That's what the Constitution is all about. And instead, they become activists in other ways. So, you know, they're now, I think it was recently announced that they're going to be letting go about 7,000 pedophiles from prison.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And so... instead of being defenders of religious freedom, or victims even, they're the friend of the criminal. And, this is there's a reason people are leaving the state of California. At the same token, you know, people have been outnumbered and outgunned in the past on different other struggles, and still won. I still see there's still hope for the state of California if we, and in other states as well, particularly blue states, if we don't just surrender our freedoms, but are willing to fight for them. And knowing that Pacific Justice Institute is here to defend them without charge, we're willing to go to bat for them wherever the American flag is flying, literally, and we're committed to doing that.
I look at this stuff, and again, releasing pedophiles, right? They've served their time. You know, some of them are wrongly this. I'm listening to all the excuses made. And yet, you get guys, let's just take Trump and people like him, you know, somebody on that side of the aisle, if you would, accused of, you know, look at Brett Kavanaugh. I mean, the man was sentenced to death after the first sentence of Professor Ford. And yet, you know, they wanted him locked up for life. So you look at this and you say to yourself, my God. It's so in your face in the way they feel and how much they hate us, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very evident. It's very obvious. It's not the time, like you said, to throw in the towel. It's the time for people, though, to appreciate their freedoms and to know what their rights are. That's why we on our website have all these resources empowering people in different forums and different platforms on their rights and freedoms. And then not to surrender when we're attempted to be silenced, but to go to bat and defend it. And we have a great constitution. I know I'm the optimist, but we still have a great constitution. We have the best Supreme Court in my life when it comes to religious freedom, parents' rights, sanctity of life. And there's still a lot of great progress we can make through the judiciary, even if we don't see it in the legislature. And their sensitivity to our freedoms and liberties.
What did Charlie Kirk call it at your event? He called it law war or court war or something like that, where he said the Dems have been doing it for years. It's about time we start doing it, which is take them on in the courts. Really, that's it.
Right.
All right. Brad Dacus, PJI.org, PJI.org. People, go there, donate, read what they got going on, sign up for their information. Brad, God bless. Thank you for what you're doing. All right, people, have a safe rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid because I want you back here with me tomorrow.